From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Many of us live on a diet, always searching for lower caloric and fat content in our foods. But if you're looking to lighten up when it comes to wine, learn more before you pour. After this, I want to tell you about a 4-star trip for wine lovers that I have personally created for you. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll be treated like gold while meeting some legendary personalities along the way. Get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. That's david@grapeencountersradio.com. There is quite a demand for light wine products among the weight conscious. For the past 5 years, Australia's Lindeman's Wines has marketed early harvest wines for those who want a lower alcohol, lower energy drink. In 2010, Australia's McWilliams Wine Group became the first company to earn the Weight Watchers endorsement. These wines are between 8 and 8.5% alcohol, which is about a third less than conventional wines. Wine can be naturally considered light by harvesting grapes early. Since the sugar quantity in the fruit translates to the alcohol level in the wine, early harvest grapes and wines can be as much as 25% lower in alcohol. Having access to light wines sounds wonderful, and it can be, but a few words of caution. When the calories and alcohol in a wine are lower, some dieters figure they can eat or drink more. But in reality, the calorie reduction isn't all that significant. So if you do eat or drink more, you accomplish nothing. In the final analysis, I prefer to drink what I really like, just significantly less of it. For the best success, try sipping instead of gulping, or simply sip, savor, and spit. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.